Hey, you know, I don't know about you, but I like this. I like this. I will put none of these diseases upon you. I like that word, none, don't you? I like it when he says, then I will put none of these. But what do you got to do to have none of these put upon you? You got to obey. You got to diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. What is the voice of God? The Word of God. All these words that we've been, all the words we're going to talk about today, all these things, you have to do what he said. And you have to listen to them and obey them. Now, then, of course, the average man that's a churchgoer, time he gets 50, you know, he may want to take his wife and kids to church because he realized it was important. But when he gets to be 50, you know, he's got something else he wants to do on Sunday. He quits going to church. He quits studying the Word. I mean, you know, I done my duty. I'm a Christian. I'm okay. And then in 5 years, he can't work. He was in perfect health. He quit putting God first. He started putting himself first. And when he did, it will bring death and destruction to your flesh. It'll bring sickness and disease to you. It'll kill you early. Or you say, well, I quit going to church. Or I just go once in a while. I don't have to go all the time. You know, you don't have to go to church to serve God. I can praise Him at home. I'll just watch Christian television on Sunday morning. So you watch Christian television and read the newspaper at the same time. You know. And you don't learn anything about what was on television, very little. And you don't go out and produce any fruit for the kingdom of God. And then in 5 or 10 years of that, now you're 60 and you're dead. And somebody said, well, he lived to be an old man. He's 60. I mean, don't you hear that all the time? Yeah. Let me tell you, 60's not old. 60's not old. I got real tickled at my wife. She just turned 60. And the other day we sat at the table and she said, you know, that woman, she's old. She's 60. She's, oh my goodness, I'm 60. See, she don't see herself as old. Praise God. She's not old. But you know, when you're that age, that's the mentality sometimes we think, well, wow, he's old. I know when my dad was 50 and I was 15, I come in one day, you know, and dad was sitting there in a chair all stressed out and I could see he was in pain. I said, Dad, what's wrong? He said, well, I hurt my back today working on one of them old bulldozers. And I said, what can you do about it? He said, son, at my age, he said, when you get old like me, you'll understand. He said, you just take another Anacin and go on. See, my dad thought he was old when he was 50. He said, when you get to be 50, you'll understand. He said, the same stuff will come upon you. But see, I didn't receive that curse. My dad spoke of me. He didn't know he spoke a curse. But I had got smarter than that because I got into God's Word and spent more time with God in His Word than my dad did. And I learned the principles. So when I went through 50, I went through it with flying colors. When I went through 60, I went through it with flying colors. And I'm fixing to be in my 70s in not too long. And I'm going to go right through them with my flying colors too. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, the other day, one of the men that was here, he was down working out at the gym. And he said there was a man there working at lifting weights, and he's talking about, what are you doing? He said, well, I work with a bunch of... He said, the guy couldn't have been over 60. I mean, you know, he's just perfect health, muscles, you know, tight skin, you know, everything. I said, wow, you know, this guy's something else, you know. And he said, what do you do? He said, well, I work with the old people. I try to help them get back in shape. And he said, before I left, I said, sir, how old are you? Oh, he said, I'm just a youngster. I'm only 87. Now, see, that guy sees himself as young. 87, works out 5 times a week, like a bull ox, 87. And he said, I'm going to be a member of the Century Club when I get there. He said, what's that? He said, that's a group of men that run this marathon when they have to be over 100 to join. He said, I'm going to join the Century Club. See, he's got a goal, doesn't he? He sees himself as young. In fact, my son, which is only 33, he come home the other day and said, Dad, this is kind of intimidating. I said, what do you mean? He said, I went to Dallas and run the marathon with all the people today. It's like I forget how many mile run it was. He said, the two guys that came in right beside me, I could tell they were a little older. And he said, I was breathing harder than they were. And I went over and I talked to them. I said, You guys look to be seniors. How old are you? One of them was 63, another in the 65. He said, Dad, that was intimidating. They was breathing. I was breathing harder than they were, and I was half their age. I said, I'll give you a goal to shoot for, son. Now, isn't it amazing what we can do? Just look here. If we diligently seek God's Word, diligently seek Him, and obey everything He put in this book, how much sickness and disease did He say you would have? So do we have to be sick?
No.
Then why do people go around and say, well, then how are you going to die? When you get sick, you're going to die. In fact, I had a great privilege the other day. This was one of the greatest privileges in my life. I was given the permission by the president of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, Paige Patterson, to come and speak in one of the PhD classes the other day, and I was blessed. Wow. All the men in there, all of them had their degrees, and they were all working on their upper degrees, either their master's or their PhDs. And one of the preachers on the front row said, well, then, how are you going to die if you don't think you're ever going to get sick? Is that what he said? Yeah, sure. Well, oh, yeah, when you get sick or something about dying. And I said, well, sir, I ain't going there with you because, number one, I ain't going to get sick. Well, then how are you going to die? I said, it's real easy. When God's through with me, He just translates me out of here. He just takes my breath away and I'm gone. But I ain't going to be sick. You know, now then, as a man thinks in his heart. Oh, you read that, haven't you, son? As a man, if he thinks he's going to get sick and die, then guess what's going to happen to him? We're going to get sick and die. But if we think in our heart that Jesus bore our sickness, removed our disease, and so we don't have to, we can claim, Lord, You said if I'd obey You, You'd take all sickness away from You. So I claim that by faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. And what's the king going to do? He's going to say, atta boy, son. You're my faith boy. I love those faith boys. You got a declaration? I'll make it come to pass for you.
Amen.
And do you go through life and not ever sick? And that's where you want to live, isn't it, young man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, I'll tell you what, this book is so powerful. It has so many things in it. Now, let's go to Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26. I want to show you something the Lord said here. In Exodus 23, 25 and 26. Well, now, it's only 2:30. We've only been gone a little while, and I have two total pages of scriptures, and we're on number 3. So, you see, we might make it 16 hours today. We might make it. Who knows? Exodus 23, 25, and 26. And you shall serve the Lord your God. Now, and you shall do what? What does it mean to serve Him? Is serving Him going to church on Sunday? Well, that's part of it. But is that good enough? Well, does that mean I have to talk about Him this afternoon? When I'm with my friends? Does that mean that I need to talk to somebody about Jesus tonight? Does that mean in the morning when I wake up, I need to say, Lord, thank You that I woke up this morning. Lord, thank You for the beautiful sky out there. And you get up and go brush your teeth. Say, Lord, thank You for this brush. Thank You for these teeth that I can still brush them. Thank You that they're not wore out yet. You go and sit down to breakfast table and say, Lord, thank You for this chair that I can sit in. Thank You for this fork that I can feed myself with, that my hand works. Somebody said, this is going a little bit too far. Well, it all depends. How long do you want to live? How long you want to live? You want to tell the king over and over and over? You guys, if you haven't figured it out yet, if you tell your wife how pretty she is when you wake up in the morning, she wakes up in the morning, you look over and say, whoa, honey bunny, I still love you today. She said, don't you dare touch me. I haven't brushed my teeth or combed my hair. Say, I don't care. Just pull over there, give her a kiss, and kiss her on the cheek or whatever, and say, you're the most beautiful thing. I'm so glad you're my wife. And she said, get out of here. Leave me alone. I hadn't even cleaned up or nothing yet. But then when I leave, she said, I love that guy. I love the way he does that. You know what I mean? You girls trying to get him out of the way because you want to smell good and look good and have your hair combed, but you love it whenever he tells you how much he loves you, right? Sure you do. So when God If you tell him in the morning when you get up, Lord, I want to thank you for that beautiful blue sky that you made just for me today. You think he loves that?
Yeah.
Of course he does. Who do you want to please? The king? Do you want to walk in divine health?
Yeah.
You better please him. Because if you diligently seek him and do what he says, how much sickness did he say he'd take away from you? Okay, look at 25 here. And you shall serve the Lord your God. And if you serve him, he shall bless your bread. And he shall bless your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now then, is that a good place to live, young lady? We don't want sickness nowhere around us, do we? No. So what do we got to do to have him take sickness away? Serve him. So if we serve him, we get up and we know these scriptures. We read his word. Lord, I get up in the morning. Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I love you. And you open that hand and say, oh, Lord, I hadn't thanked you this morning. Now I can open and close that hand. Somebody said, well, I think that's going a little bit too far. Hey. Okay, so I'll fix it where you can't open it in the morning. In the morning, you wake up and it don't work. Oh, hey, can you tell me this morning you praised me for that hand? Lord, I can praise you. He said, oh, it's not working. Lord, I praise you that it works. He said, oh, okay. Now that you're doing it my way. Hey, I'm going to bless him while mine's working, right, sir?
Amen.
I'm going to bless him while mine's working. Because when I bless him, it keeps working. It keeps working. Now you start grumbling and complaining. Oh, we start grumbling and complaining. That's just like a preacher. I know of a preacher. I knew this guy personally. And he was an evangelist. He was just a few years older than me. But the Lord had called him to be an evangelist. So he's out on the road. And of course, this is years ago whenever this happened to him. He said, my wife was, when the kids got big enough to be in school, now I'm on the road by myself and she's at home with the kids because the kids got to go to school. So he said, this got old in a hurry, you know, being out 2 or 3 weeks at a time, you know, and back years ago, we couldn't come home every weekend because we went in a car or something. You go to California from here and it's a long ways. So you take your little travel trailer to stay in, you know, because back in those days it didn't provide you with a hotel and all kinds of stuff.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.